This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The Boy Scouts of America file for bankruptcy protection. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Apple said late yesterday it may not make as much money as forecast, given what the response to the coronavirus is doing to iPhone production and iPhone demand. The Financial Times is also reporting today that the biggest of Apple's iPhone factories in China is having trouble getting workers back to the lines. The stock is down 2.7% now. Today, Walmart reported profits below expectations, but said the virus is likely to cause just a small drop in profits. Currently, the Dow is down in early trading 111 points, 0.4%. The S&P and the NASDAQ each down 0.2%. Bonds are up, with the yield on the 10-year note down at 1.57%. Jeffrey Cleveland is the chief economist at Payton & Riegel in Los Angeles.
Well, David, I think there are two factors here. One is that most people view the impacts as probably temporary. So as long as the virus, you know, is under control after we exit the first quarter, then over the course of the year, operations should return to normal. That's not to say that we haven't seen disruptions. 100 different companies surveyed that have activity in China have reported that they've seen impacts already from the shutdowns. But as long as it's temporary, as far as the impact on the economy over the course of the year, that it should prove limited. The second thing is central banks. Central banks are viewed, I mean, for lack of a better phrase, David, people think central banks have their collective backs, if you will. So we have seen, you know, interest rates fall, and I think that's supportive of stock prices remaining, you know, at or near all-time highs.
Mr. Cleveland, thank you. By the way, 5 weeks ago, during everyone else's headlines that the Dow was about to cross above 30,000 any moment, I warned that markets are hard to predict and that if you're looking for 30,000 on the Dow, check in with me around February 18th. Well, that is today, and we are still not there. The Dow at the moment is at 29,291. The Dow almost at 30,000. Stories happened around January 14th, and China closed down Wuhan City to contain that virus on the 23rd. The Boy Scouts bankruptcy comes amid ongoing lawsuits alleging sexual misconduct and abuse at that organization. Marketplace's Justin Ho joins us. It's hundreds of people who are suing, hundreds, plural.
Yeah, in court papers filed today, the Boy Scouts said it's facing roughly 275 lawsuits related to abuse cases, and that lawyers have information on roughly 1,400 additional claims that haven't even been filed yet. Plus, a few states have recently lengthened the statute of limitations on abuse claims, and the Boy Scouts said that has created a wave of new lawsuits, putting, quote, tremendous financial pressure on the organization.
So what might this filing for protection from creditors do for the Boy Scouts?
Well, first, this is a Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and it'll put a stay on the ongoing lawsuits for the time being. And the idea is to give it time to reorganize. Boy Scouts of America says it'll use this time to create a special fund to pay its victims. And, you know, this isn't a liquidation. The Boy Scouts said this bankruptcy will, you know, kind of basically keep the lights on.
Amid enduring other challenges.
Yeah, membership has been declining. The Mormon Church just pulled out roughly 400,000 Scouts. And the Boy Scouts also just hiked their membership fees from $33 to $60 a year. Now, the Boy Scouts do have billions in assets, and a lot of that is property, buildings, and land. And, you know, much of that land is owned by local Boy Scout councils, which are not filing for bankruptcy. But still, as this legal battle continues, lawyers are likely to fight over whether that land should be used to help pay for its legal settlements.
Marketplace's Justin Ho, thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Working on my taxes this holiday weekend, as one does, I was reminded that I pay $175 a year for one of my credit cards, which is a lot, but it doesn't even hold a candle to some of these other cards, especially ones that offer rewards for travel. Mark Orlowski's day job is executive director of the Sustainable Endowments Institute, important work where he flies a lot. But in his off time, he ponders frequent flyer miles and credit cards the way some of us watch ESPN. Mark, silly me for thinking people pay for cards through all the interest charges they rack up.
You know, most travel rewards credit cards come with annual fee. You know, some are very modest, say $50 or $100 a year, relatively speaking, and others are larger. More and more credit cards are charging $500 or more as an annual fee, and that's a new trend.
I'm just choked up here thinking of $500 for an annual fee. But in some cases, you get some sweet benefits for the $500 you put up front.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, some of the biggest travel, top tier credit cards for travel rewards are the American Express Platinum Card and the Chase Sapphire Reserve Card. They both, earlier last year, used to charge $450 as an annual fee, which is still quite a hefty sum. But they would give you a pretty sizable travel credit of, $200 or $300 in the case of Chase. But both of them, in the past year, Chase very recently has announced a hike from $450 to $550 as an annual fee, which does mean you've got to work that much harder to get enough value out to even break even.
And some of the other cards are ratcheting back what they're offering for whatever the annual fee is that they charge.
Exactly. Well, so they try to say, oh, look, we're just, changing things, not reducing the benefits you earn. But ultimately, a lot of the different benefits are going sort of, I would say, in the wrong direction as a consumer, while the annual fees continue to creep up.
Now, some people like whipping out a fancy credit card for its perceived prestige value. Okay, all right, we'll give them that. But how do you calculate whether it's worth it to spend a lot up front on a credit card for some benefits?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, here's a few things to keep in mind. How much do you actually travel? If you're sort of a somewhat frequent or very frequent road warrior, you're out on the road once a month or more frequently than that, some of these credit cards might easily pay for themselves. But if you're the type of person that maybe only takes a couple business trips, maybe one vacation or two a year, chances are these credit cards may not be in your best interest. The other thing to keep in mind, which is also very important, is how much can you or how much do you spend on these credit cards? And therefore, how many points do you earn?
Could you imagine how rich you would be if you focused on your 401k retirement plan the way Mr. Orlowski focuses on his credit cards and frequent flyer accounts? Mark Orlowski is also director of the Sustainable Endowments Institute. Thank you for the help with this.
You're welcome, David.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, and you've been listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.